Hallelujah. Good morning, beloved. Thank you, Father, for a new day. Waken us, strengthen us, lead us. Your will be done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the word this morning. Blessed to our bodies and our bodies to your service. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a special day. We've been 7 years at the Umfolozi River Lodge, and this is been our ministry, but the Lord is leading us on, so we're moving today. So it's a new season, so praise God for that. Our readings is Psalm 90 from 13 to 15, but let's start on 12.
So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I love this picture. You know, this picture is come to God so that you can be refreshed, enlightened, blessed and encouraged. And there's many years that we might have walked without him, that we tried to be the God of our own lives, and we let other people be the gods of our own our lives. And it all brought despair, despondency. But then we turned to the living God, and so that's why I like verse 12. So he's taught us how beautiful and how so necessary is it to come morning by morning, being awakened and being taught, being refreshed, so that we can refresh others. If you're not enlightened, you can't enlighten others. If you're not discipled, you can't disciple others. So that's so important. And then it goes on, return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servant. And we can again get that thinking, one day, when's Jesus coming? Or one day when I drop the body, I'm going to be with Jesus. But the reality of the promises of God and to be a Christian is God is a very present help. That we once knew Jesus, that mankind and once knew Jesus, and he declared about him in the gospel, and when he was in the flesh. But now he's no longer in the flesh. He's now super ruling supremely. He's gone back to that position that he had all the time in the Godhead with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's who we've come to in this kingdom. And that's why now, as children of the kingdom, we've got a very present God, a Father of all. We've got Jesus, our mediator, whose blood speaks, who we must listen to, because he says it's so important to listen to him, so that we partake of all the heavenly blessings. And this is a reality now, guys. You know, and when we're going through bad times, testings and that, it's not to run from the Lord. We've got to run to the Lord. And that's why it's so important that we know this goodness is here for the land of the living. And we must be aware of it, walk conscious of it. And it says so beautifully again, like we've seen all the patriarchs, David, Abram, Noah. We're busy reading about Noah now. Okay, he's telling us, satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love. It's something special just by starting the day with the Lord. Just like we hear the birds here. The birds know about this principle. They start off with praise and worship. They start off remembering they have a part in this almighty God and this beautiful love covenant. And so they sing for joy, and they are so keeping their minds and their hearts on the steadfast love. And that's also for us. It's so important that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. So God's got days set out there for us. But a good short-term vision is Every day draw close to him. Every day walk conscious of him. Every day when the testings come, remember, turn to the Lord. And what normally helps is, what did he say to you? Because every test you get is to try take you away from your faith. Amen. And then he goes on to say, make us glad that we can enjoy the goodness of the Lord so much longer. Amen. And we need to embrace that. We're here for the long run. We're here to shine. We're here to develop. And so, thinking of John 14, it's so beautiful. Here, the Lord himself tells us, if we love him and we abide in his commandments, he will give us the Holy Spirit. But it doesn't stop there. And then it goes on to say, and he won't leave us as orphans. He will come to us. And then they say, how's that? It's again because you're abiding in the word, abiding in the truth. And he just says, him and the Father will manifest himself to us. And then Judas asks a big question that we see some people hasn't seen the answer to, that because they still got just one day I'll experience Jesus on the clouds, or one day I'm going to drop the body and then I will see him. But then Jesus says, he says, if you love my word, I will come live with you and the Father. And Judas asked that, is this for us, or is it not also for the whole world? Yeah, he says, no. And then Jesus clarifies, he says, no, it's not for everyone, but it's for disciples that love my word, that draw close and don't just hear the word. Remember, the Bible says he who hears the word and does it. No, sorry, it's the Bible, but it's Jesus's word. He who hears my words and does it is like a wise man building his house on the rock. The storms will come. We get tested. But that testing is opportunity to grow stronger, to see more of the Lord, so as to grow, so as to encourage others. So there we've got from the mouth of the master. The reality is the goodness is here. The Spirit is here to those that love him. And when the Spirit is here and then we love the word, we experience the Father and the Son draws close. And this is, again, like Jesus says, not for everyone, but it's for the one that draws near. You draw near, I'll draw near to you. You come boldly to the throne of grace and you will receive grace for the time of need. Amen. So be blessed, because you've got a wonderful covenant, a wonderful Savior, and a big almighty God that we are in his shadow. Amen. Because we abide in Jesus, in the word, in the truth. Be blessed as you arise and shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.